And some beer might come in that especially. Call that a beer. Call it a barrel or a... what would you use if you were pouring some water into something like maybe a Coca-Cola bottle with a narrow top? You might have to pour it through a... something maybe
I know on. Just what you're talking about, too. I know just what you're talking about. Ooh, we have two of them home. I can't think of the name of them.
If a train went under a mountain, it might go through a...
tunnel.
Mm-hmm. And something you might use to pour water might be a
pitcher, a jug.
If you're riding in a buggy and you might use something like this to draw the horses, what would you call that?
Oh, yeah.
And if you bought some food at a store, the grocer might put it all in a something you might carry.
A paper bag.
How would a large quantity of sugar be packaged? Maybe 50 pounds or 100 pounds or something might come in.
Mm-hmm. It could be like 50 pounds or whatever. It all depends on how you buy it.
Mm-hmm. What would you buy it in if it were a large quantity? Would it say, I guess it wouldn't come in a barrel anymore.
It'd probably be in a big sack. Because mm-hmm. I don't think it'd be in a bag.
Yeah.
Or could be in, they have some big bags, real strong. Mm-hmm. Like say, for instance, if you get buy dog food.
Yeah.
In the big bags. Mm-hmm. Probably could.
What would you call a bag or sack that potatoes might be shipped in?
Potato sack.
Would you ever call that a toe sack or something like that?
I'm not sure.
Or a... what would you call... let's see, when a light burns out, you might say you might have to put in a new...
light bulb.
If you're carrying, though, you might be carrying the washing out to hang it on the line. You might carry it out in something, you call it a...
a basket, a clothes basket.
What would go around the barrel to hold the wood or the staves in place? You might call it a... or something that was pretty popular about... I guess it was about 1962. It was a long time ago. Somebody used to, I mean, people used to put them around their waist. And they call those, and they ring them around. Do you know that?
A hula, no.
Yeah, yeah. What would you call that?
A hula hoop.
And if you had a lot of these, you'd say you'd have a lot of, if you had a lot of these round things, you might say.
Yeah, a lot of hoops.
What would you put in the top of a bottle to, I don't know, maybe something like Coca-Cola if you didn't want it to, you might put it in the refrigerator, and if you didn't want it to lose the carbonation, you might put a
cap back on it.
And what might come out of a bottle of wine? You might have to take out the...
stop. I'm not sure. I never really thought of what it was.
What's a musical instrument somebody might play and hold it like that?
when you be holding it, you just be a harmonica.